Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, Tree Care Association magazine in the spotlight today. We actually did a few posts. He did one on his Greater Pitt Tree Service, and I just did one on mine on Facebook, because this is a topic. It's all about those misconceptions about property insurance coverage for trees on houses. And he has been a busy guy, and it's time to get him in the spotlight. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. So again, we're going to give you an opportunity to phone in and get all of your tree-related questions answered, because this is the time to do it, that time of year. And of course, with the storms that we had over the last couple of weeks, lots of high winds. Most of us, I know I experienced some damage as well. He is the guy to get all of that stuff fixed and get it upright and get it going again and give you all the answers that you need. So if you want to talk to Carlos right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But again, this is from an article from the Tree Care Association magazine, Misconceptions About Property Insurance Coverage for Trees on Houses. And timing has never been better, right, Carlos?
Yeah, it's a very valid topic right now to talk about in lieu of all the storms we've had and the storms we've been getting in the spring, early spring and summer. I mean, the storms we get now are pretty violent.
Very violent. And the thing that people don't understand is, unless you know what the rules of the road are, you can find yourself on the short end of things. And maybe there's a situation that you're not responsible and you can get it handled by your insurance company. A lot of people decide just to do it themselves, but it's at least worth making a phone call to Greater Pitt Tree Service. Right, Carlos?
Yes, correct. First of all, it's a safety issue for you to go out there and attempt to cut a tree that's fallen or on your house. And that's what we do for a living. So we want you to give us a call. We could come out and assess it. We're very hands-on. We answer the phone when the storms come. We know when the phone's ringing in the middle of the night that a tree's down on someone's house. We'll get out there. We'll get it off your house. We can aid you in the process of dealing with your homeowner's insurance. We're here to kind of guide you through that, because most people, it's going to be their first time that a tree's fallen on their house or their property. And we've been doing it 32 years. We know all the ins and outs. We have a very informative article that we put on our Facebook page that we're going to talk about today. and it gives you a jump start and a head start on what to do when that tree does fall on your house or property.
All right, tell me about this Tree Care Magazine or Tree Care Industry Magazine. Obviously, it's one of the Bibles of your industry. Tell me a little bit about it. And again, the article we are referring to that you can link into on his Facebook page and mine is Misconceptions About Property Insurance Coverage for Trees on Houses. So this is an article written by Mark Russell, but this is a go-to for you guys, is it not?
Yeah, Mark Russell, he's a licensed insurance adjuster. He's an ISA certified arborist. He has four or five other titles attached to his name. He's the primary source on this topic. And the magazine, the Tree Care Industry Association, is more or less our governing body in the tree care industry. It's an organization we're a member of. We go to a yearly conference every year where we obtain a lot of training, classes. We see all the equipment in our industry, and then they provide a lot of our training that we do throughout the year for our crew. So it's kind of like our Bible, more or less.
All right. Yep. You just said what I said, and that makes a whole lot of sense to me. So let's talk about indemnification is the primary function of property insurance to identify the policy is to bring the policyholder back to pre-loss conditions in the event of covered peril or causing of a loss. So talk about that a little bit, and then we'll roll into our first break. Go ahead.
Yeah, those terms are very important to know or understand or even to use when you're talking to your agent. You know, the triggering event is usually the storm. The peril is when the tree falls and hits your house. The damage is your loss. Indemnification is a great term. That is what your homeowner's insurance company has to do to your property. They have to indemnify you, which means they have to make you whole pre-loss. They have to get your property and your home back to exactly how it was before that tree fell and hit your house or fell onto your property. That is their job. They have to indemnify you.
And again, if you are in real time and dealing with this issue and you need some help, one of the things that I always like to make sure that I do early and often is to get their number out. And that's Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And if you have a question and you want to talk to us right now while we're on the air about this issue, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 866-391-1020. It's 866-391-1020. You know, the thing that people also, they're always a little leery about going, you know, over the shrubs or through the fence or down the sidewalk to knock on their neighbor's door. And listen, if you are a little, you know, intimidated by doing that or you're a little uncomfortable, that's something that you're more than willing to help them out with, right?
Yeah, we deal with that a lot. Talking with the neighbors, if the tree falls and spans a couple yards, if it's your tree and it fell into your neighbor's property, if it's your neighbor's tree and it fell into your property, we're well versed on coming out there and kind of playing, you know, mediator between neighbors. And, you know, a lot of times neighbors aren't familiar with each other. Sometimes they are, but we're here to facilitate all that from start to finish. We can come in. It's something we do on a daily basis, and we're very good at it.
All right. So tell me, Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, about coverages. You've got coverage A and coverage B. Explain that to me.
Okay, so in your policy, most likely you're going to have two coverages. Coverage A is your primary dwelling. It's your house, and it could be anything attached to your house. So if you have a garage attached to it, or even if you nailed your fence into your home, your fence now becomes coverage A because it's attached to it. So coverage A, there are no limits for getting a tree off the house on coverage A, unless it says it in your policy. So every policy is going to be different. So you really have to get in there and read the fine print and understand what the limit of coverage to remove a tree off coverage A, your primary dwelling, is. Now, coverage B is usually 10% of the limit of what you have for coverage A. Coverage B is going to include things such as a fence, maybe your swimming pool, a detached shed, a detached garage. Some of your hardscape can be considered coverage B. So that's a little lesser coverage that you're going to get from your homeowner's insurance as far as having to what you have to pay to remove the tree off of coverage B and what they will cover.
I think a lot of people think that if you just have basic homeowners, you're good to go. But there's a lot of nuances and a lot of different angles. That's why this article, that's why what Mr. Russell does, that's why what you do at Greater Pitt Tree Service really is the big picture. Right, Carlos?
Yes. The main thing is that we get a lot of when customers call us with a tree down and they've talked to their insurance company or an adjuster, they say, well, they'll only pay $500. And they have a 200-foot oak tree smashed through their house, and they're getting this misconception or understanding it incorrectly from that agent or adjuster that they're only going to get $500. Some of these removals are $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 sometimes that the insurance company will cover. But the way they kind of explain it or don't explain it properly gives that misconception to the homeowner that they're only going to get $500 to get the tree off the house. That's incorrect. They do give only up to $500 or sometimes up to $1,000 to haul the tree off site. That does not talk about or include removing, extracting the tree from your house, from your fence, from your garage. That's a whole separate cost that they will cover.
And you're going to be able to go to their Facebook page, on my Facebook page, link into that article and more on his Facebook page, Tree Care Industry Magazine, all about these misconceptions. We have much more to get to. And don't forget their number at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And if you have a question about this topic or anything that's tree related, all of our lines are open. Let's get going. 866-391-1020. It's that Sunday, every other Sunday throughout the calendar year in the 9 o'clock hour, that Carlos and Company drop by from the best Greater Pitt Tree Service. We'll be back with more on your Sunday morning with your Pratt Pack on KDK in just a couple of moments. All right, back to our discussion today about these misconceptions when a tree falls on your property. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. And once we get through some of this stuff, you're going to be able to phone in. So if you want to reserve some space on the phone lines right now to get your questions answered, give us a call, 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at Greater Pitt Tree Service at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. All right, so do you want to finish up on debris hauling away, or do you think you got that all covered, Carlos?
Yeah, those are two separate things that the homeowner has to understand. The homeowner's insurance has to pay whatever it costs in fair market value, and they are aware of fair market value. They have a software system called Xactimate, which kind of instructs them on what the removal should cost or an idea of what it should cost. So they're going to pay for us to come out in the middle of the night, the next day, a week later, to come out there, remove that tree off your house. And they're going to pay what our estimate is. And then they're going to give you up to $500 extra to haul that material off site. That's the debris haul out. So there's the extraction of the tree, and then there's the haul out. And we write it up on your estimate because we're aware of how they want to see it on paper. So we're there, you know, doing everything correctly to get them the information on what it costs to take the tree off the house. We come out there, we take pictures of our equipment, our crew, so they can see if they didn't have time to get an adjuster out there because, you know, they're busy too. There's a lot of calls around town. You're not going to be the only one usually that a tree fell on your house in that triggering event. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, now, what about that whole permission thing? Let's talk permission, then we'll get to some calls. Go ahead.
Okay, that's another misconception. They're going to tell you, well, call around and get three estimates. And meanwhile, you have a tree through the middle of your house. It's hard enough to get one guy out there when you're dealing with contractors. So if you're calling and somebody's responding and you've done their research, you know they're a reputable company, look on the Better Business Bureau, see what they're all about. They come out, they're going to give you an estimate to get it off there. They're going to deploy a crew that day or that night. And, you know, you're going to call your adjuster or your agent, and they're going to say, well, we want you to get three prices. That is not mandatory. You do not have to do that. That is just what they are kind of directing you to do, and they have their own motives for that. But bottom line, if you're comfortable with the company and you know they have the insurance to be on your property and they gave you a price that seems reasonable and you want that tree off your house or your property, you can proceed, get it done, have plenty of pictures of it. We'll have plenty of pictures of it. We'll have pictures of our equipment so they can then justify what our cost was to remove the tree. So you don't have to sit around and wait for three or four people to come out. That's a huge misconception.
All right. What happens if things get heated? This is not from the article. This is just me with the question that I'm sure people are dealing with as we speak. And you know this thing could get ugly. Is it best for you to just kind of walk away? And if you have to let it be handled legally, let it be handled legally. Sometimes you come to that fork in the road where nobody wants to agree and sparks can fly. I don't think people realize this can be a very delicate situation that can turn violent. So you've got to really stay calm, correct?
Yeah, it can definitely go a couple different ways. You know, you're stressed out, you want to go to work, you want to continue your everyday life, but you got this tree on your house or you're this tree in your yard, and the insurance company's kind of dragging their feet, you know, because they're inundated with these calls. But listen, they're writing these policies. They should have the manpower out there to get out there to their customers and get out there in an expeditious manner and get out there and get them the green light or get out there and talk to them. People are saying, well, I'm trying to get a hold of him. He can't come till next week, you know, and we're out there. They're not our customers yet. They're the homeowner's insurance. They've been paying into their home insurance sometimes for years and years and years, and they finally have this incident where they have to use the coverage, and then it becomes kind of sometimes it can become a process that's not a pleasant experience.
I want to talk estimates real quick. We have a little bit of time before the break, so we'll get to those calls after the break. So if you have any tree-related questions, you want to talk about what we're talking about, or, hey, it's springtime, you're starting to take a look at your own property, this is an opportunity to call us right now and talk to Carlos. All of our lines are available, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And you can reach Greater Pitt Tree Service at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But, again, our number here to get your questions answered for this Sunday morning is 866-391-1020. How do you handle the estimate thing? What's your advice to the consumer out there, Carlos?
You know, if they're, first of all, when a tree falls on your house or your plumbing line breaks in your sewage or your plumbing, you really don't want to estimate. You want to get it done. So you want to call a company that's going to come out there and tell you, I can come out, I can get you the pricing, and I can deploy a crew to get this work done. You know, a lot of times it's not going to be any out-of-pocket expense to you, the homeowner. This is going to be why you've paid this homeowner's insurance company on a monthly basis, because you have an incident where you have to exact the coverage. So, you know, you don't want to keep calling people and getting them out there. And, you know, you want to just call, get a reputable company, get the tree off the house, and then we can come in. We actually deal with a lot of great disaster restoration companies that after we take the tree off, we call them in. They can tarp your roof or make some like quick repairs before they can assess the total damage. And then they'll deal with your insurance company from there on out to indemnify your property, to fix your roof, to fix your wall, to fix your garage, to fix your shed. The disaster restoration companies in our area are great. They know what they're doing. Everybody that you're dealing with is going to be professional, from our company to the disaster restoration companies that we recommend. We're going to make it as seamless as possible process for you to get back to where your home was before that tree fell and hit it.
talking about an article written by Mark Russell, their Bible in the industry that Carlos is famous for, and Tree Care Association magazine is what we're talking about. That's the article about misconceptions. We're going to continue on the other side of the news with more of these things that you need to know. But one of the things, Carlos, before we go to break, that I found fascinating is that stump grinding is never covered by homeowners insurance. Why is that?
Well, I wouldn't say never. There are instances where the grinding of the stump is covered, but a lot of times, unless, you know, if the stump uprooted and it took a portion of your fence up or a portion of your wall up, and now that contractor that is going to repair the fence to indemnify you or repair your wall can't work around that big stump or root ball, and they can be massive when these big trees fall, then the insurance company will cover the grinding of the stump because nothing can continue in that process of indemnifying you until that stump is gone. Now, if it uproots in a grassy area and it's not impeding the next process of fixing your property, then we'll cut it back to the stump. And then if the customer wants the stump grinded out after that, then it might be an out-of-pocket expense for them, or they can just deal with having that stump in the yard.
He's been doing it a long time. He's the best. It is Greater Pitt Tree Service. Carlos McClintock is here. You can reach them at 412-884-TREE. And today, misconceptions about property insurance coverage for trees. Carlos and I, up until 10 o'clock, representing Greater Pitt Tree Service. And again, the Tree Care Industry Association magazine article by Mark Russell is what we're referring to today. But now, because we've got some other things we want to cover, but we do want to give you an opportunity, as we always do, to get some advice from Carlos. So if you have any tree-related question, now would be the time to give us a call. Number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Whatever you're doing in that outside part of your living space that you need help with on this Sunday morning, call us now. 866-391-1020. Back with more of the Carlos McClintock Show, representing Greater Pitt Tree Service today on KDKA Radio. Good morning. All right, Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Their number is 412-884-TREE. But this was very important to get this information out today, so we kind of dominated the first couple of segments with it, because it's information that Carlos obviously thinks that you need to know and understand the rules of the road. But we're also going to give you a chance to phone in now with all of your tree-related questions. So that number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So as we await maybe a couple of calls here in the time we have left, a couple of more segments, Carlos, what are some of the things that people should be working on right now as the month of May is fast approaching?
Okay, so there are a lot of trees right now that we can trim in the spring. There's a lot of preventative maintenance we can do on larger trees on your property to maybe get some more, to thin it out a little bit, get some more wind to pass through it so it doesn't end up on your house. Or sometimes we can do, depending on the health and species of the tree, we can do what's considered a crown reduction, where we can lower the height of the tree some. So now maybe the wind can pass over it and it's not as threatening to your home. There's just a lot of things that we're aware of that you might not be aware of. So it's always a good idea. Give us a call. Get myself, one of the salesmen, Troy, our ISA certified arborist out there, to instruct you on what needs done on your property.
You know, I never knew that too many leaves could be a problem. So there's so much when it comes to trees. And if you've let it go for a very long time, and I know one of your satisfied customers, Dr. Wong, just sent me a message to say hello, is that, you know, some people just don't realize there's certain things that you can't neglect, and we're all guilty of it. But if you have multiple trees on your property, they all serve a purpose. And if that purpose is eliminated, they can actually be detrimental to your property. Right, Carlos?
Yes, that's why we just really want you to give us a call and get us out there. And that's kind of what Dr. Wong did. And if he's listening, Dr. Wong, it was just a pleasure and a joy to meet you, your wife, your son, Matt, and to be able to get you on board as a valued customer. It was a great project for our crew to come out. It was a challenge for my guys, and they all enjoy that. So from start to finish, to meeting you and working for you, it was just a great experience. But yes, you know, Dr. Wong is a good example of, you know, he got us out there. He trusted our opinion. He had an idea of what really needed addressed. We prioritized things. We got him kind of buttoned up on all the tree work that needed done on his big property. And it was a pleasure to work for him.
All right, let's get some of these calls on the air. Anything on your mind in the way of tree-related questions, call us now. This is your chance to talk to Carlos McClintock from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 866-391-1020. All right, let's say hi to Michelle in Penn Hills. Michelle, you're on KDK with Carlos. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
We had Greater Pitt at our house last spring about another issue, and they were telling us about a concern about a tree. It might be a locust. They said it was a real heavy wood. And they said this tree was dead. They went out to the road and came back in and did like a survey on an app or something on their phone and said that tree is definitely not on your property. It's on the property of the house, which sits up on a hill. And if it comes down, it's going to come down on our shed, possibly our above ground pool and our house. And I've been told that if we don't go and talk to the owner about it, that it would be on our insurance. And
yeah, that
is that true?
Go ahead, Michelle. Okay, yeah, great topic. I appreciate you bringing this up. And yes, we came out. Our salesmen have an app on their phone that shoots your property line so we can determine whose tree the property is on. Now, that being said, if it has a threat or poses a threat when it could fall to hit your property, it would be your homeowner's insurance that would step in and cover the cost of any damages, cover the cost of us getting the tree out of there. Now, a lot of what they cover hinges on the condition of the tree. A lot of times the homeowner's insurance will insure healthy trees that fall, but may not cover any dead or declining trees because they will say that the owner of that tree neglected to address it. So if it's your neighbor's tree, a great thing to do is get a certified letter sent to that homeowner and call it to his attention that he has a dead or declining tree that's threatening your property. It kind of gets you ahead of the whole process that you might have to go through if the tree does fall on your property.
Would I get a certified letter from a tree service like you all?
Yes, we could come out and look at it again and get Troy out there. He's our ISA certified arborist. He can write up an assessment of the condition of the tree and the threat that it poses. Then you could mail that in a certified letter to that homeowner. So now he's aware of it. It might be on a part of their property that they don't ever see. They might not be aware of it. But now when they get that certified letter, they become aware of it. And then if it were to fall, it's neglect on them that they didn't address it. And they could be liable for the cost to repair your property or to haul the tree out.
So I don't just go up to the person and say, we were told this tree is dead. I need to do this with a certified letter.
That's what I would recommend, Michelle. And give us
a
call.
It's a pretty tall tree, pretty big around, and it's got like a shelf on it that they said that means it's dead. It's like, I don't know, mushroom growth or whatever.
Yeah, that's a conch shell fungus that kind of grows out from the interior of the tree, indicating that there could be some rot or decay inside the tree. Give us a call. We'll get back out there, revisit it. We'll walk you through the process of getting that letter sent to them, and then we could see where it goes from there.
Okay. Is there cost to us for you to come out or for the certified letter?
We usually have a $129 cost of sending our ISA certified arborist out, but since you called on KDKA and we've been out there before, I'll make sure we waive that cost for you.
Oh, that would be great, because I'm pretty nervous about the tree, and you know, I know the man knows because he is up there. It's like wooded hillside, and he's up there you know, weed whacking and raking leaves, and it's not usable property. And there is one tree down up there on the hill. So I think he is aware, and my neighbor thought she heard him because she's concerned about some trees also on his property behind her house. And she thought she heard them talking that it was too expensive to have anything done with these trees. So I don't want it on my insurance. I would want it on theirs. But then, you know, I have grandkids I get concerned about if something were to happen.
Yeah, it's a terrible way to live in that you have an imminent threat, imminent danger posing a threat to you and your family, and the cost that it might cost him to have us remove the tree or another tree company might be a fraction of what it could cost him if the tree comes down. The insurance company says the tree wasn't healthy, you neglected it, then it becomes a civil matter between the neighbors, the homeowners, that he would be the one to have to indemnify you out of pocket rather than the homeowners insurance companies. So, you know, give us a call. Let's get out there and revisit it, and we'll see what we can do for you, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Michelle, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But this is a good point because we got to get to a break. And again, if anybody wants to get in here, 866-391-1020, just about a minute and a half to the break. So no time to take another call, but it's a good time to promote what you guys were talking about last time you were here with Troy. And that is about your plant and health care, your tree and plant health care division. Right, Carlos?
Yes, we're very excited about it. We're doing very well with it. It's a very in-demand type of service that homeowners are looking for on their property. There's a lot of things we can do to avoid a tree getting to a declining or dead condition where you'd have to pay the bigger cost of removing it. There's a lot of things, shrubs and ornamental trees on people's property that we have so many applications now that are very minimal cost to the homeowner to keep them healthy. It goes in line with any other type of maintenance a homeowner is going to incur on their property to keep the value of their home up, to keep the resale value up, to keep the curb appeal up. We have so many great things that we can do on your property now. And Troy, I mean, he's amazing. He's gone to college for these things. He's studied these things. I don't know anybody better than to have out on your property to give you the information you need to keep everything healthy on your property.
Yeah, good stuff. Troy did an excellent job last time, and he'll be joining us, I'm sure, in the future. But Carlos is coming back on the other side. If you have a question about anything concerning your trees, give us a call. One more segment for this Sunday, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And their number at Greater Pitt Tree Service is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. In the spotlight today, misconceptions about property insurance coverage for trees. Carlos and I have been referring to an article in Tree Care Industry Association magazine written by Mark Russell. We'll come back. A couple of more thoughts there, some other things as well, and a phone call or two if you choose to phone in at 866-391-1020. Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock, today on KDKA. Good morning. All right, picking up on the phone line. So what do you say we do that? And then if we can get back to that article, we will. But if not, for everything that you need, simply go to Greater Pitt Tree Service. Their phone number is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And we're taking some calls here today, as always, with Carlos McClintock at 866-391-1020. Let's head to Aliquippa and say good morning to John. Hey, John, you're on KDK. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing real good.
Good. What's your question?
My question is, the city tore down a house next to me, and since then, the ground shifted with this rainstorm, and a tree from that property is now leaning on my house.
Oh,
am I responsible, or is the city responsible?
Yeah, that's going to be a fine line there, John. Basically, though, if the tree is leaning or on your house or hanging over your invisible property line, you own it. If that tree's resting on your house, you are now the owner of that tree. So it would be up to your homeowner's insurance to step in to cover the cost of what it would be for us to come out and remove the tree off of your house. And it doesn't seem like that would be the way it would go, because you weren't the owner of the tree originally, but once it falls onto or on your into or onto your property, you now own the tree. It's your obligation to get it out of there. And if your homeowners will cover the cost, and I'm sure they will if it's resting on your roof, then it shouldn't be much out of pocket expense for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Give us a call, John. We do a lot of work in Aliquippa. We can get a salesman out there Monday to kind of assess it, walk you through the process with your insurance company, help you with the disaster restoration company that we recommend to come in and do all the repairs and make it where you're not making, you know, 20 different phone calls. We can step in and make this a very seamless process for you.
Okay, I'll call you Monday. Thank you.
All right, John.
Thanks, John.
All right, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE is the number to dial. So this kind of takes us to our fifth and final point from the article we've been referring to, Mark Russell, Tree Care Industry Association, and it kind of goes with what John was talking about. Tree did not fall on the house or cause much damage, so is it not covered? Just kind of elaborate a little bit more on that to dovetail off of John's call. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, there's no one complete answer for that question. It's all case by case. It's going to be what's in your policy. It's going to be kind of specific to your situation. So a lot of times if a tree falls in a yard and it didn't hit anything but the grass and it's just laying in your yard, those are the ones that the insurance company will most likely only give you up to $500 to haul it out. But then you have a deductible. What if your deductible is $1,000? Then you lose $500. So every case is going to be different. It's a great idea to call us when this happens and get us out there. We can point you in the right direction. We can walk you through the process. We could kind of play devil's advocate. Well, you want to claim on your policy, you know, because everybody knows with insurance, the more claims you get, the higher the price goes when you come up for renewal. So do you want to keep this one off your homeowner's policy and just pay us out of pocket? It's kind of a juggling act, and there's a lot involved, and I've been doing it 32 years. I've traveled and worked hurricanes. I've been involved in all these violent storms we've had in our area over the past 5-7 years maybe. So this is what I do. I'm very good at it. Please call us.
Listen, it's always a pleasure spending time with you. Give the folks a little bit of a review and overview as far as your company and why we believe it's the best in the city and this region. Go ahead. Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, I got to just tell you, I love Pittsburgh. The other day I was leaving Churchill and the parkway's backed up, so I'm trying to get to the South Hills. So I'm going through Turtle Creek. I'm going through Braddock. I'm going through Rankin. I'm going through Homestead. And I'm just looking at all these old neighborhoods and where the steel mills are, and a couple of them are still there. And I'm just so happy to be a part of that work ethic that Pittsburgh was built on. And I love being out there. In the past week, we sponsored a wrestling team out of Baldwin was doing a fundraiser, and I have no attachment to that. I have friends that called me and I'm like, yeah, let me donate to this. Yesterday in McKees Rocks, we donated one of our dumpsters that we haul our logs out in over there for their Earth Day cleanup. I mean, I just can't get enough of being out there and helping and being a part of the community. And we want you, the listeners and our customers, to know that when you hire us, that's where your money goes. We put it back into the community. We eat in your restaurants in your town. We pay, you know, our employees who live in the area. We're out there. We love what we do, and we love meeting new people and getting new customers on board.
Hey, Carlos, as my mom used to say, you're a good soul, buddy. So keep up the great work with you and those great employees, and we'll get together in a couple of weeks, okay?
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, working hard to get it done right. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. All right. Accurate Solutions, great investment news. Just moments away after the news at 10 with Rob, and then 2 full hours at the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Pirates got to stop this losing streak. Also, NHL NBA postseason underway. Final round of the RBC Heritage Title Championship, PGA Tour in South Carolina, and your Masters winner, Scottie Scheffler, is your leader at 16 under after a third round 63 by one shot, and the draft in the National Football League. What will the Steelers do just days away? All this still to come today on KDKA with your Pratt Pack.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.